Welcome back, friends. We left off with Micah really encouraging us to not get discouraged by the shenanigans that we see playing out before us. And what we hope to have here, I think, I have it listed at number four, but we could have put this at number one, was communicate. Communicate in a positive and informed manner, both with ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We have to have a formation for our own self, and with our government leaders, setting up relationships with them, getting to know them, praying for them, you know, sending out a positive note as opposed to the hate mail.
Yes.
And yes, most, you know, a goodly number of leaders do not have their citizens in heart, but some of them really do.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to know who those might be, and to support them, you know, in their efforts.
Yeah. I like thinking about the idea of constructive communication as opposed to constantly communicating what you're against and tearing down and things like that, because I think so often, especially just with a lot of folks my age in their 20s and stuff, they seem to be so gung-ho on the bandwagon of calling out all the atrocities, which I think is, it's important to call out injustice and things that are wrong, but I want to get more constructive with my communicating, to the point of I'm not just condemning endlessly, but trying to actually think of solutions and things that are not compromises, but coming to understanding just all the different things that go into everything, whether it be economic or, you know, whatever it is involved government and civic wise, where I'm not just angry and operating out of this hate for the distrust I have in the system, but rather operating out of, I want to make it better, you know, like, how can we all make it better and grow more and learn more together?
That's exactly right. And that is the perfect antidote to combating cronyism, is by developing of relationships with our neighbors and within our communities. We get around concepts and tasks. I mean, I recall going to the state legislature with a Democrat who was so kind in showing me different aspects of how the government worked and encouraged me on that. The topic at that point was property taxes, which is a huge part of economic freedom, right? Goes back to taxes, and in a particular way, property taxes, at least here in Texas. And, you know, it wasn't R&D. It wasn't left and right. It was right and wrong. Yeah. It was building community. And there goes to number six, is that we know that economic prosperity isn't taught in schools. But I'm not so sure. It goes back to, are schools really the repository of all learning? Or do they not give us tools and notions that allow us to go learn as we, right? So some people take the task, well, the schools aren't teaching and the school should be doing this. I'm all for that. Okay, fine and dandy. But I go back to that hesitancy of putting my life is my responsibility. My learning is my responsibility. Just like you. And you said that, you know, the willingness to learn about new things.
Mm-hmm.
That's adulting.
Right.
My
parents always said the quote, they don't want school to get in the way of my education.
Yes.
You know, because we would travel and they'd take me out of school and stuff. And I was homeschooled for the first bit of life. And I really feel that I gained so much knowledge and experience just from traveling alone, you know, and the actual more social knowledge of learning how to communicate and talk with people. where I didn't necessarily need all the book smarts as much, but like just being literate alone is a gift and miracle, you know, but then to be able to realize it's not just about all the concepts and theoretical ideas and different school things you can pursue, but just by traveling and going places and experiencing different cultures and understandings of the world, like you get so much knowledge from just going out your front door and having a willingness to move, you know?
That's exactly right. That initiative that your parents took with their family to learn new things in different ways that was appropriate for all involved. Yes. That is a personal responsibility.
Yeah.
That we each and every one of us have. And then finally, to find groups or other grassroots activists or based on, so here kind of the discernment process. Okay, so you can find a variety of activist groups, but what are their underlying drivers, their philosophical drivers? And you, one really wants to make sure it's a free market, open place type of approach, as opposed to the socialist take, the socialist approach. There are quite a few of those out there. So there needs to be some sort of a discernment for that. We really want, and Micah said that so beautifully earlier, that we want to be that one to light a candle instead of cursing the darkness. Economic freedom not only helps me personally, but it helps my family in the United States, and it also contributes to economic freedoms around the world because they look to the United States. So many countries do look to us. And the freer we are and the better representative we are of a of economic prosperity, you know, the easier it is for them to take on perhaps those ideas and concepts appropriate for their situation, you know, that country's, that village, that township.
Yeah, their communities.
Their communities' perspective.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. All right. Any closing thoughts, Micah?
Just thank you so much, Karen. I love learning from you.
Oh, it's a process together. It's a process together. So many people say, oh, Micah, he has such great insights and he's the perfect one to talk about.
And
you really are. You really are. Your generation, I think, is being tasked with some wonderful, wonderful opportunities. And so I think it, we're looking at a real good next step in this country. We're going through the birth pains, and birth pains aren't always fun and easy, you know. It's not always, you know, a bed of roses getting there.
Smooth ride, right.
It's not a smooth ride. But nothing in life is like that. You know, worthwhile, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's good to struggle and work through it and figure things out, you know?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, my friends, till the next time. Vides et ratio.